Hello and welcome to another edition of the Cricket Yorkshire podcast. I'm John Fuller and I'll be your guide as we explore the Huddersfield Cricket League. Now today's guest is Jamie Harrison. Jamie's media and press secretary for the league. And we're going to talk about everything from the website design to the role of social media in the grassroots game. Now the Huddersfield League is really interesting in that it sits outside Yorkshire Cricket's official pyramid. That's the structure whereby leagues are organised and club cricket is organised in Yorkshire from lower down right up to the peak, which is the four ECB Premier Leagues. That's the top standard. Now, Huddersfield is obviously a strong and proud league in its own right. It's going back many years with lots of good teams and clubs and players, but they are outside that structure, so they don't get involved in some of the competitions, notably the end of season playoff between the top teams. So I'm going to talk to Jamie about that, but also lots of other things. So I hope you enjoy the podcast and we'll catch up later. Well, to kick off with, I'd be really interested to get the kind of latest from the Huddersfield Cricket League in terms of any changes for the season. Is there any news you can share with people?
Probably the biggest change for the Huddersfield League is going to be the move to using Play Cricket as our sort of main stats and scoring.
Okay.
Database.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good positive move in that respect.
Okay.
So that's the biggest one. And we've also got a new website which will be launched probably in a week or two before the season starts as well. So there's another new development there. That's it on the tech side. That's the main two things really. And there's a couple of rule changes.
I think from my point of view, I obviously spend a lot of time looking around clubs and leagues in Yorkshire and what they're doing online because it's a part of my business and part of my remit, I suppose, doing Cricket Yorkshire.
Yeah.
What I would say is, and I've said this on Twitter before, so I'm being consistent at least, is that your current website, your league website as it stands, it is unusual in that it's different. It's not Play Cricket and it's not Pitcher or any of the other versions. You've kind of struck out and done your own thing, and it is very good.
Yeah, thanks for that. It's good to hear that someone sees that as well, from outside.
Well, I suppose that neatly brings me on to a next point, which I suppose is around the Huddersfield League is kind of outside the new ECB Premier Leagues and the new pyramid system in that sense. And you do your own thing. And I wondered, is that something that's likely to change, or are you very happy sort of trucking along, doing your own thing, and you're happy with the standard of cricket and therefore nothing much changes for this year?
Yeah, I think we're quite happy with the way it is. Yeah, I mean, I think we've got quite a strong league. There's a lot of clubs in the Huddersfield area, and we've had to take on board some clubs out of, the old Huddersfield Central League and some that are slightly outside the borough as well, and not be able to find it. A place, and we've amalgamated quite well. So I think we view it being an independent league to be quite strong as well. I think that's. We're pretty happy with the way that is at the moment, and we've got no plans at all to go into this sort of pyramid system as such. I think we like it the way it is. Yeah.
Fair enough. No, that's fair enough. I just. It's an interesting case, but as you say, you're a strong league in your own right, and I suppose every now and then through something like I happened to be at Woodlands, Hanging Heaton last year, where you played Woodlands. So leagues obviously come up against each other from time to time, so you still have that opportunity to, flex your muscles and see how you fare. But at the same time, I guess you're doing your own thing, and there's plenty of quality cricketers that come into the Huddersfield League, which I suppose brings me on to that. You may or may not know, I don't want to sort of quiz you in depth on every club or anything, but are there any cricketers that have come into the league for 2018 from maybe other leagues, or any kind of profile signings?
The top two sides of last season have strengthened, but Sheffley as well will be a strong side, and also a lot these clubs have all played into league sort of competitions like the Heavy Woolen Cup and things, and and you know, we've always competed well with a strong club, you know, around in the South Yorkshire and Bradford leagues, you know. So I think that tells you that the league is a pretty strong standard, you know, when you've got five or six clubs who all competed and, you know, won games against you know, other leagues as well, you know, it shows, the strength is definitely there on the day.
Yeah, just as you would talking that through, I've had a look online. It's in reference to the player that's gone to Delft. He's a Pakistani left-arm pace bowler. He's the new overseas Wakaz Maksud, apparently. He used to play for Belden in the Bradford League. So, I mean, you know, there's obviously quality that goes into the top sides and right throughout, in fairness. Are you not tempted to want to be at a club that could potentially get that crown of what is called as the Champion Club of Yorkshire, or is that a sort of bauble that's not of interest?
No, I mean, it's obviously a good thing to aspire to and stuff, but I think, there's more to local cricket than that, really.
And as someone who's involved in officiating a cricket league, what's the reward? What's the benefit for you in the middle of winter when no one else is thinking about cricket and you're organising the website, or you're doing Twitter or whatever it is that fills your probably many jobs, if I know cricket leagues and cricket officials? Why do you do it? Why not give it all up and give it to someone else and go?
Well, there's a couple of things, really. I mean, you've got to have that real sort of passion for cricket, you know, certainly at local league levels. I mean, my passion comes from the social aspects of it, the mixing and the talking after games and talking about the cricket, and, you know, and that's where I get my pleasure out of. And I think, I think that there isn't many people to do them sort of jobs.
Really. No, they're on.
If you didn't do it, they wouldn't get done.
Well, thanks to my guest, Jamie, and to all of you for listening. If you want, you can read the article on the league on cricketyorkshire.com. And if you don't already, consider following Cricket Yorkshire on Twitter. I'm at Cricket Yorks, and there's also a Cricket Yorkshire Facebook page.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.